This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Thanks to the urgency of the looming fiscal cliff, there hasn't been much time since Election Day to look back at what worked and what didn't. And one thing that didn't work for many voters was the voting system itself. Rick Hassan is a law professor at the University of California, Irvine, and the author of The Voting Wars from Florida 2000 to the Next Election Meltdown. And he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so I guess the image of Election Day 2012, in part, is going to be really long lines at the voting booths all across the country. What can be done about that?
Well, there are a lot of things that could be done, and it could start with better planning and a longer election period. Both Florida and Ohio, where there were problems, cut back on their early voting periods. They did that, and we know in 2008 they didn't have as big of a problem. So if they add more time back in, they should have a better chance of shorter lines on Election Day.
There were some people on Election Day who were talking about how much easier things would be if we could vote online or on our mobile devices. Is that something you see as a good idea?
I don't think that's a good idea because of two reasons. One is the problem of security. The D.C. Board of Elections did an experiment a few years ago to try and have internet voting, and they were hacked into by the University of Michigan Computer Science Department. There were hackers coming from other countries. So that's one problem. The other is voter confidence. If there's not something that people can actually count, a piece of paper afterwards, if there's a recount, I'm worried that voters won't have confidence in the election outcome if they don't agree with it.
Well, you hear about those security issues, but then you look at things like ATMs that seem to work just fine without big security issues, and that's basically the same thing, isn't it?
Well, I think it's different in two ways. And one way it's different is you can tell if somebody's taking money out of your account, but you wouldn't be able to tell by looking at the machine whether your vote's actually been counted. The other thing is that there's billions of dollars in fraud every year, which the banks just absorb as part of the cost of doing business. We couldn't tolerate that level of fraud in a system for counting our votes.
Do you have any sense of the cost of this kind of thing? If we were to increase early voting, for example, would that be something that states would look at in times, especially of tight budgets, and say, we just can't do that. We can't afford it.
Well, usually early voting is taking place at municipal centers that are already open. You're not talking about that many more staff. It's a small price to pay given the alternative of disenfranchising people because you can't handle the demand on Election Day.
Rick Hassan, law professor at University of California, Irvine. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.